In the town of Hampstead, a privately owned water utility is facing criticism for how much water it's taking from local aquifers. As the company profits, some residents' wells are running dry. Now that company wants permission from the state to pump more water, though it's not clear where it will go. NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports that this is fueling a larger battle over the future of Hampstead's water and the power one private developer has over it.
Deanna Anthony and her husband, Dave, knew for a while they wanted to settle down in Hampstead. They're both from here, and they wanted to raise their kid near family. So about a year ago, they found a two-story house. Nice yard, big pool, great location.
Dave actually grew up in a house right up the street from here on Main Street. So when we saw this one for sale, it was perfect. We loved it. We loved that it was Main Street Hampstead.
They were told the house had a brand new well, so water was the last thing on their minds. But
in about 2 weeks after we moved in, all of a sudden the water started coming out thick and orange and staining, and it was just really sudden, and I'm like, what happened?
They checked the plumbing, nothing wrong. Then after a few weeks of that,
went to turn on the water and nothing came out.
Nothing came out for 6 months. The Anthonys suspected they'd need a new well. In the meantime, they brought in bottled water and hauled in buckets from the pool so they could flush the toilets. But when a driller came to dig another well, he couldn't find any water. Anthony started talking to neighbors and learned they were experiencing similar problems, though less extreme, once healthy wells gone dry or bad.
I remember just feeling dumbfounded and like helpless because we can't move. We can't sell the house. What do we do?
Finally, an engineer from the Department of Environmental Services visited the Anthony's house.
I remember her pointing across the street through the woods, past the farm. And she said, are you aware that there is a Hampstead Water Company commercial well through the woods over there?
A commercial well owned and operated by the Hampstead Area Water Company, also known by its initials, HAWC. HAWC is a private water utility. It sells water to people who don't have their own wells. In Hampstead, that's an estimated third of all homes. HAWC itself is owned by another private company, Lewis Builders Development. It's the area's biggest real estate developer. This arrangement between a company controlling water and another invested in real estate is unique in the state of New Hampshire. But like all water utilities, HAWC has to meet state regulations over withdrawal rates and how much it can charge customers. When Anthony looked into how much water HAWC's wells were allowed to withdraw, she was shocked. A typical home uses a couple hundred gallons a day, but records showed HAWC's wells across the street from Anthony had the capacity to pump at a rate,
which would equate to over 230,000 gallons in a day. So those numbers were just mind-boggling to people.
This well was built in an era of looser regulations that don't hold HAWC liable if its operations cause problems in nearby residential wells. The state, though, can step in, and last December, it told HAWC to pump less water. This gave the Bedrock Aquifer a chance to recharge, and a few weeks later, Anthony's water came back. But the problems didn't go away.
If you just, turn on the water, really, it doesn't look that bad.
But you would not drink that.
No.
Standing at her kitchen sink, Anthony says her water is now full of iron, manganese, and uranium. It's staining her dishes.
So nothing really ever gets clean in this house. Everything's stained, our laundry.
This can happen after a well has run dry. Minerals build up in the bedrock, and it takes time to flush them out. So for now, no laundry, no cooking, no drinking the water. This whole saga gave Hampstead some lessons about who controls its water. Lesson one.
We do not have the right to do anything with taking the water out of the ground. That is under state control.
Paul Caridio chairs the Hampstead Planning Board. Because water is controlled by the state, the town has no say over where HAWC drills wells, how much it takes, or whether that water even has to stay in town. That's led to speculation that HAWC is selling Hampstead water to houses in Atkinson, including those built by HAWC's parent company, Lewis Builders. And Lewis has more big plans for development, including hundreds of condos at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club, which it also owns. All of these need water. HAWC and Lewis Builders declined requests for interviews for this story, and HAWC has been reluctant to meet with town officials, too. Corridio says this raises red flags.
If there was nothing wrong with any of Hawk's current wells, data supplied to DES, or with their whole entire operation, why wouldn't they be sitting down with the town of Hampstead when they know we have a problem in town?
Part of Hawk's proposed solution is to add new sources of water to its supply. If it builds new wells, it can rely less on the well near Anthony's house and ease stress on that aquifer and the homes around it. Hawk has already drilled a new well in another corner of Hampstead, near Angle Pond. Now, Hawk is waiting on final approval, a permit from the state to begin pumping. At a public hearing last month, hundreds came out to ask questions and confront Hawk directly.
I just wanted to stand up to say that
State Representative Joe Guthrie takes the mic.
You're taking our water, which nobody produces, God produces it, and you're taking it and you're using it as a resource to sell. And we think we should have some benefit from it.
The thing is, many in Hampstead do benefit from Hawk. If they are Hawk customers, they get reliable, clean water. Steve Roy from the Department of Environmental Services explains that as a utility, by law, Hawk must have enough sources of water to supply its growing customer base.
It is an obligation.
So Hawk really needs this new well. Roy says Angle Pond will have stricter oversight than the old wells, and that if anyone in the area has problems...
Here's the contact number at the water company, and here's the contact number at the DES program.
He says they'll investigate all claims and, if necessary, lower Hawk's pumping rates. But based on Hawk's statements to date and Lewis Builder's ambitious plans for development in the coming years, residents still fear that water from this Angle Pond well will go to new developments, not to solve existing water problems of Hampstead residents. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.